You're so good to me. You've always been so good to me. I'll sing it through eternity. God, you're so good. God, you're so good to me. You've always been so good to me. I'll sing it through eternity. God, you're so good. I wanna sing a praise all night long and every day. I'll stand and worship you my whole life through. God, you're so good to me. You've always been so good. Sing it through eternity. God, you're so good. God, you're so beautiful. You are so beautiful. Every day you're faithful. God, you're so so good to me. You've always been so good. Sing it through eternity. God, you're so good. God, you're so merciful. You've always been so merciful. Your blessings are so bountiful. God, you're so so good to me. Sing it through eternity. God, you're so good. You're so good. You're so good to me. You've always been so good.
To me, now that is true and healthy perspective. If we can take in the panorama of his revelation of himself, the book he wrote through a bunch of real people authors, who he made, by the way, over several thousand years of time, which he also made, the thing that begins to dawn in our little pea brains is that he made everything we know about and a whole lot more that we don't consciously perceive for a very specific purpose. And even what appeared to have been taken out of his control was violently demonstrated to have always been pivotal in that specific purpose. So should we ever imagine that the devil might be ultimately in charge of anything? Should you ever actually agree that even the most powerful angelic being in God's court could possibly have the upper hand in even the tiniest part of his creation? Here's a question we all must answer. Should you ever actually agree with anything this vindictive, self-worshipping egomaniac thinks about what you are or what happens to you? Now that would be the supreme, irrational, and completely delusional perspective. There's no competition equal to God except in this one thing, my prerogative that he gave me to choose whom to believe, God or anyone else. Anything that seems to be destructive is about the life and death surgical reconstruction and healing of God's premier creation. Man, me, you. That's not some kind of mindless possibility thinking. That's God's personal revelation of himself and his reality. And in that personal disclosure of his ways and the glimpses he's given into his world, it's crystal clear that he gave me that prerogative, the sovereign power to choose his open, fully functional life or an isolated delusion of personal sovereignty and domination. The latter is, by the way, the clinical definition of mental illness. If we choose the latter, we are intentionally cutting ourselves off from life and the very godlikeness that we were designed to live and be. God, in his unimaginable goodness, has made us to share in his completion of the purpose to reproduce his world in physical media, a carbon-based palette of physical paint and materials, flesh and blood, fire and ice, all animated by the spontaneous gushing infinite varieties of colors of his fathomless mind in a boundless storm of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and absolute intentionality. Now, I call that good, very good.